to see ya. Got your tongue, I molded over, and I'm sound, but now you caught me by surprise. How's your family? How's your mind? I'd say I'm sorry, but I don't think now's the time. I wanna know, how's it going? I'm okay, it's been so long. Well, hello, I was hoping you would show. Forgotten how my world's all in gray, but I do know every contour, every line that's on your face. Feeling buzzy and I'm not walking straight. Think I'm hammered from the shove, we'll call it fate. I wanna know, how's it going? Can I say it's been too long? Let it go. Sleeping on it backwards, thinking, no, this I can't ignore. Standing in the mess of us with me on my floor. Leave me dripping, tell me what I
thank you. I'll stand under your skies just to feel what it's like when you smile in the doorway. I feel you spinning sideways every day. In all of your fury, your wild heart won't hurt me. I'll hold on forever. Maybe that's better.
Well, Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and we are back after, I guess, 3 weeks. My show this summer has only been every other week for this particular schedule, so I went on vacation, and it's been quite a while, so I'm very happy to be back today. Whether I'm happy to be back in the United States is another question entirely, but I'm happy to be back here with you tonight. So, thanks for tuning in. We just heard from Susie and Sam. That was, oops, we heard Susie and Sam from Faye Feely. The artist is Faye Feely. That is off of the High Valley Demos EP that came out in June from them. Right before that, we had Kansas Tornado by Balin. That is also new. That's newer than Faye Feely. That is off of their upcoming album, which will be coming out September 25th. And that single, Kansas Tornado, came out August 5th. So, pretty new. And pretty excited about a new album coming from them. I feel like their harmonies are amazing. I feel like their sound feels very kind of like, I don't know, 60s, 70s, soft folk rock, but a little bit more Americana. It's very fun. I love them. And started off the show today with Sheets to the Wind by Fifarella, who I actually heard that song for the first time on Instagram. And sometimes I really hate being fed stuff by Instagram that I end up liking because, of course, I like it because they're giving me exactly the same kind of stuff that I watch and that I want because they know everything that I do. But sometimes it's really cool because, you know what? Yeah, I did like it. It's a good song and I liked it. So you get to find out about it in a way cooler way than I did by listening to independent local college radio rather than Instagram. So I think it's a win-win for all of us. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to get into a little bit of camp coming up next. And like I said, I'm just happy to be back in the studio. So if anyone has anything they want to hear tonight, please let me know. You can jump in the DJ chat at WMFO.org, or you can call into the station at 855-915-9636. Going for a little bit of like a low key kind of vibe tonight. And if you know me at all, you know I've got some Dolly coming later. So keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo. This is On and On and On by Camp.
You we walk among the fields of rosemary and daffodils, holding fast to notions grand, grateful to be here.
Of a Motel 6 as I turned our van back east. can save us all. I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, and in my mind, I've spent I drive into the night, I drive into a life that I deem worth living all my life. And in my hands, a child is dying. In my mind, I can save the boy, I can bring it all back to life. In my mind, in my mind, I've spent my whole life moving. I've spent my whole life on a road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first time I'm terrified of waking up
Hello. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. We just heard from River Wireless. That was Motel 6. That is off of their album, Kindness, a Rebel, which I think is really fun. And right before that, we had Betty's in the Band by Abigail Rose and Weston Hunter. I just love their voices together. I heard that one a few weeks ago, kind of right before I left on my trip. And it has a way of wiggling its way into your brain, let me tell you. I've been listening to that one a lot. That, again, was Betty's in the Band by Abigail Rose and Weston Hunter. Right before that, we started off with On and On and On by Camp. Camp with two A's. If you don't know, now you know. I was sitting, so I just got back from this trip, and I was with friends, and we did a little Euro trip. We went to four different countries, and one of them was Switzerland, and it was my goal to go swimming while we were there. Very luckily, it's August, so it's pretty warm, but an alpine lake is no joke, let me tell you. And I did the most obnoxious thing probably I've ever done in my life, and when we were in the water, I said, you know, I don't feel like it's that different from Maine. And all of my friends really called me out on being an annoying New Englander. But I stand by it. That's my truth. Anyways, it was a dream come true. I had so much fun. It was, the color of the water there is just so magical, amazing. And we all got out. We had some snacks. We had like a little picnic by the lake. We were waiting for our bus to get back to our hostel. And one of my friends just said, like, all right, let's listen to some music while we're waiting. And two of those songs came on. And so I'm just still thinking about that and how much fun it was and missing my friends. Two of them live in California, so we don't get to see them too much. So it was a really special time. So we all listened to Camp and River Wireless together while we were in Switzerland. So that's a little shout out to my trip, to my friends, and those great songs, I guess. And so, as I mentioned previously, I have a little Dolly Parton for y'all, and I just can't even say how sad I was this week. about the loss of Dolly Parton. She's truly just a treasure, and I think it's been so amazing to see all of the things that people are saying about her are about her kindness and her love and her, not even her talent, but for her passion, really, for her music and for Tennessee and for people. And I just think it's so beautiful, and that's what I have been hearing people talk about when they talk about Dolly. And I just think that's the most special thing, because she could have been a billionaire, she could have been, you know, she could have been a lot of things, but she was Dolly through and through. So we're gonna honor her tonight, and this is my favorite Dolly Parton song. This is Here You Come Again.
talk of love, and I couldn't understand about the fire and the desire in loving a good man. Oh, but now I know just what they meant since I met me a man that was heaven sent. I wonder where the sadness went, cause I'm getting happy. Oh, I'm getting happy. I'm getting happy, all my lonely days are gone. I'm getting happy, no more lonely nights alone. I got someone to call my own, and now my life is like a song. And he helps me sing along, and I'm getting happy. Oh, I'm getting happy, woo! In a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watched the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chased the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. Top, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Church on Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby.
Howdy, y'all. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Second Rodeo, and I'm your host, DJ Spud. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We just had a little Dolly Parton block in memory of her sweet, sweet soul. I already said this. I've been so sad this week about it, but as I also said already, it's been really amazing to see all the love for her and everything. This is so parasocial of me, but I feel like everybody's feeling this way. Everyone felt like they loved her the most, and I think she deserves that. I think it's really great. So that's my little love for Dolly. That was Here You Come Again, and then we had Getting Happy. That is off of her album Love Is Like a Butterfly, and I encourage you to just go take a look at that album cover because it's so beautiful, and that's definitely going on my list of vinyls to hunt for. And I actually was thinking about this week too, that I was like, I need to go out and go on the hunt for some Dolly, but I feel like everybody's going to be doing that. I just totally lost my voice. Oh my goodness. I'm getting all choked up about Dolly. But we're going to do a little bit of Noah Kahan next. This is end of August, which is very fitting considering last day of August, September already. So keep it locked right here on 91.5. This is End of August by Noah Kahan.
Richie and Austin are often along for the ride. They don't say a lot, but they know every inch of this drive. These trees started talking, I bet you they'd only talk. We never do anything real, we just talk about it. Ending of August, the bugs are just starting to die. All the neighbors are voting for someone who wins every time. I thought getting older meant knowing it's too late to try. I tried getting sober, I swear I did better this time. Thank you.
hard to say what the trigger really was. She went out for cigarettes, ended up on a bus, headed somewhere, didn't really care where it was, as long as it was far away from Abilene. Feeling overwhelmed, overworked, and needing Jesus. Hands always getting cut from picking up the pieces. Always getting mad, never getting even, didn't even tell anyone she was leaving Abilene. What was in her head when she up and hit the interstate? Guess the pills didn't help, couldn't kill all the pain, and nothing good ever happens anyway in Abilene. Around the time that she met him, he was out of work, and her daddy said you couldn't clean off the dirt. Even if you hose him down, put him in a collared shirt, is it really worth all your dreams? She was counting us. I can't believe she's really gone, really gone. Really gone. I gotta say, I thought about it, but I probably won't ever leave Abilene. Ain't ever leaving Abilene.
Welcome back. You are listening to Second Rodeo, where the tunes are hotter than a $2 pistol. That was Abilene by Casey Musgraves. I had the privilege of seeing her live on Friday at TD Garden, and I gotta say, Miss Musgraves put the faith of a huge stadium tour back in me. I feel revived. She put on the most amazing show. She had so many set changes. The lights were insane. Just like every single thought that went into everything that she did, her outfits, all of the different choreography, I mean, everything. It was incredible. It was so cohesive. She did almost the whole entire album, Middle of Nowhere, which is her most recent, with some really key special favorites from her previous albums, as well as a tribute to Dolly, of course, which my friends and I all just cried during, of course. But before I was so rudely interrupted by my own emotions, I forgot to mention the last Dolly song that I played. And that was a request, actually, from the DJ chat. So thank you so much for requesting. Thanks for listening. That was My Tennessee Mountain Home. I got so distracted. I got a little tickle in my throat. Unbelievable. But that Casey show and that tribute to Dolly were really, really special. It was amazing. And I just normally am not a big stadium concert person. And the production alone was so worth it. It was incredible. So definitely, if you haven't listened to her most recent album, I really love it. As a longtime Casey fan, she's had some highs and lows with me, but I really love this album, and I think it shows that she's going back to her roots a little bit. It's a little sassy, still like pretty country, but incorporating a lot of elements from, you know, Texas specifically, where there's so much influence of like Mexican culture and the nods to that and everything she's done for that community to bring awareness to everything going on in our country at the moment. I just think it's really special, and I think it's definitely worth a listen. So that was, once again, Abilene by Kacey Musgraves. Right before that, we had Annabelle Dinda with Whatever You Wanna, and started off that set of three with Noah Kahan, End of August. And as I said before, I can't believe that tomorrow is September 1st. That's so wild to me. Feels like the whole summer has just flown by. And actually, matter of fact, this whole year is really, really flying by. I was just talking about this with my best friend the other day, that feels like it's faster than any before it. So I don't know if that's just how every year goes as you continue to get older, but this has been a crazy one. So I got a couple more songs for y'all. Might get back on the mic, maybe not. I heard this song when I was on my trip as well. This was in a little boutique when I was in Amsterdam, and I had to Shazam it right quick. This is Woman Lake by Snuggle. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
Between the tall elms, your voices always soft spoken, your words pearls on a string, the rosary chain, I repeat them again, they take me there to Woman Lake. Waking up to realize that you've been gone for a while, it's a sad eye. On Bayard Ave, you as a kid, what dreams did you have? I always thought that we'd go there, St. Paul, Minnesota. Down every street,
no matter what my crime.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening tonight. This has been Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. That was Amsterdam by Gregory Alan Isakov, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Hope you have a wonderful week. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on 91.5 for more music.